Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief. Signal over noise for people building with agents, models, and the tools around them. Today's standout story is not a sparkling new frontier model. It is the control room forming around agents, observability dashboards, governed memory, agent-aware command line tools, failure-driven training loops, and a fresh warning that the text an agent reads can become the command it runs. The agent stack is growing up in public, and the new question is beautifully practical. Once an AI system can act, who watches the loop, who shapes the memory, and who stops the clever little gremlin from doing exactly the wrong thing with great confidence? The ledger opens with security because the warning signs are getting less theoretical. The Hacker News covered an agent-jacking attack pattern aimed at AI coding agents, where malicious instructions can trick an agent into running code it should never touch. The important lesson is not that coding agents are uniquely unsafe. It is that their input surface is enormous. Source code, stack traces, issue comments, dependency metadata, pull request titles, documentation, and error logs can all become instructions if a runtime treats them too trustingly. For builders, the right mental model is not prompt injection in a chat box. It is untrusted data crossing into an execution loop. VentureBeat's reporting on Xiaomi MIMO code adds the second side of the same coin. Long-running agents are becoming explicit memory systems. MIMO code is an open-source terminal coding harness with persistent project memory, session checkpoints, scratch notes, and progress logs. Xiaomi reports strong results on long 200-step coding tasks, though those numbers are vendor-reported and should be handled with tongs, preferably brass ones. Still, the design signal matters. The industry is discovering that context windows are not enough. Durable work needs state, checkpoints, retrieval, and some way to reconstruct intent after the model has wandered through a very large maze. GitHub's June changelog gives the enterprise shape of the trend. Copilot code review controls, AI usage reporting, agentic workflows, command line settings, and bot-created workflow approvals all point in the same direction. Agent adoption is moving from novelty to managed surface area. The most interesting enterprise question is no longer, can an assistant write code? It is, can we govern when it reviews, what it can trigger, how we measure usage, and where human approval belongs? That is less glamorous than a demo. It is also where adoption actually becomes durable. The model release lane is quieter today, so I am treating it honestly as a capability and deployability lane, rather than pretending there was a clean flagship launch overnight. NVIDIA's Nemotron 3 Nano 4B is the most useful backfill signal. A compact hybrid Mamba transformer model aimed at efficient local and edge AI, including conversational agents, personas, and tool use workflows. The interesting part is not merely 4 billion parameters. It is the pressure toward models that fit a real latency, cost, privacy, and hardware envelope. Many agent products will not be built around the biggest model available. They will be built around the smallest model that is reliable enough inside a well-designed loop. Hugging Face's agent-optimized HFCLI work belongs in this lane as ecosystem infrastructure. The team observed that coding agents use command line tools differently from humans. Agents need complete, structured, non-interactive output, not pretty tables, progress bars, and truncated columns. Hugging Face reports that on complex hub tasks, agent-friendly CLI behavior can sharply reduce token use compared with hand-rolled API calls. That may sound like plumbing, but plumbing is destiny. If your tools speak in a way agents can pass, retry, and audit, the model has less opportunity to improvise nonsense. The tooling shelf is very much alive. FastCRW is a Rust-native, self-hostable scraping, crawling search, extraction, and MCP server for agents, with Firecrawl-compatible APIs and a fresh June 14th v.16.0 release. Its pitch is wonderfully concrete. One binary, compatible endpoints, MCP support, and lower operational weight. Retrieval is one of the places agent systems either become useful or become brittle. A reliable web extraction layer lets the agent gather evidence instead of hallucinating around stale context. Clawmetry is the observability piece to watch. It presents a local first dashboard for multiple coding agent runtimes, tracking sessions, transcripts, tool calls, logs, costs, approvals, and traces. That is exactly the category the market needs more of. A serious agent is not just a prompt and a model. It is a sequence of decisions, tool calls, side effects, refusals, retries, and assumptions. If teams cannot inspect that sequence, they cannot debug the agent. They can only admire or blame the final answer. AG Hub tackles configuration sprawl. It centralizes settings for more than 22 AI coding assistants, including MCP servers, portable skills, plugins, model providers, and routing. This is a small but telling sign that the coding agent market is fragmenting into many surfaces. Developers are no longer configuring one assistant. They are juggling several agents, each with its own hooks, skills, MCP files, provider keys, and project rules. Unified configuration is not glamorous, but neither is a fuse box until the lights go out. For trending repositories, FastCRW comes first, roughly 170 stars, and worth attention because agents need evidence pipelines that are self-hostable and predictable. If the web is your agent's external memory, the crawler is part of the brainstem. Clawmetry, at about 375 stars, is the second marker. The pitch is simple. See your agent think. More precisely, see what the runtime recorded while the agent acted. Expect observability to become a default part of agent stacks, the way logs and metrics became defaults for services. AG Hub, around 237 stars, is third. Its importance is coordination. MCP servers, skills, plugins, provider routing, and cross-agent configuration are becoming a real maintenance burden. A hub for that mess is a sign the mess is maturing. Cora Memclaw rounds out the repo lane at about 113 stars. It frames memory as governed shared infrastructure for agent fleets, trust tiers, audit trails, multi-tenant boundaries, knowledge graphs, and MCP native recall. That is the right direction. Memory without governance is just a future incident report with a nicer font. The research lane reinforces the operational turn. Sentinel proposes failure-driven reinforcement learning for tool-using language model agents. Instead of training on a static task set, Sentinel analyzes failed trajectories, summarizes recurring weaknesses, generates new executable tasks that stress those weaknesses, and trains the agent on them. That is a very agent-native idea. The system's failures become the curriculum. The reported improvement on Tau 2 bench retail from 66.4 to 74.9 pathway 1 is less important than the pattern. Static eval sets are useful. Adaptive failure mining may be how deployed agents actually improve. Recursive agent harnesses gives a name to a pattern many builders have been approaching sideways. Instead of recursion over bare model calls, the paper studies recursion over full agent harnesses, file system tools, code execution, planning, and parallel subagents. The authors report gains on long context reasoning when the model backbone is held fixed, attributing the lift to harness design rather than model substitution. Whether every number survives replication is not the point for today's shelf. The concept is the point. Architecture around the model can be a first-class source of capability. Agents K1 addresses research agents from the knowledge side. The paper argues that research agents often reduce papers to abstracts and flat citation edges, losing the claims, evidence, mechanisms, entities, and method lineages needed for real scientific reasoning. Agents K1 turns full documents into agent-native scientific knowledge graphs and processes millions of papers into Scholar KG. That is a strong reminder that better agents may require better knowledge representations, not just longer contexts. Interleave Thinker pushes the multi-agent idea into multimodal generation. It wraps existing image generators with Planner and Critic agents so they can handle interleaved text image sequences over multiple steps. This matters beyond image demos. The Planner Critic pattern is a general recipe for long horizon generation. Plan the trajectory, inspect each output, repair the instruction, and continue. A few quick hits before we close. VentureBeat's earlier coverage of prompt injection against coding agent runtimes remains useful context for the agent jacking story. The memorable line is that protection belongs at the action boundary, not only at the model boundary. The runtime is the blast radius. IBM's VACRA analysis is still a good reference point for enterprise agent evaluation. It emphasizes tool-grounded, executable workflows and execution traces. That is the kind of evaluation that catches whether an agent used the right tools in the right order, not merely whether it guessed a plausible final answer. And Hugging Face's Spring 2026 open source report keeps the model story grounded. The practical ecosystem is not just a handful of flagship releases. It is a vast, uneven, fast-moving long tail of fine tunes, adapters, quantizations, benchmarks, applications, and deployable derivatives. Builders should watch that long tail because it is where constraints turn into actual systems. So the shape of the morning is clear. The agent loop is getting its control room. Observability tells us what happened. Governed memory decides what carries forward. Agent-aware tools reduce improvisation. Failure-driven training turns mistakes into curriculum. Security work reminds us that untrusted text can become action if the runtime is careless. The best agent teams will not simply chase the strongest model. They will design the loop, input boundaries, memory policy, tool permissions, traces, evaluation, and recovery. Build the control room first. Then, and only then, let the agent wander into the tomb with a torch.